You're in luck. Do you see him? Just walking by, His Majesty, Emperor Joseph II. Come along, come along. But behave properly. The ladies with a curtsy, please. And a sweet smile, he'll like that. And the gentlemen must doff their hats with a respectful look. A little bowing and scraping never did anyone any harm. Now don't talk to him. He will talk to you if he wants to. And obviously, you must address him in the third person and use his correct title. Your Imperial Majesty. That's the least you can do. But actually, he's happy to talk to anyone. And people talk to him as well, because in his gardener's clothing, they don't always realize who he is. It's easy not to notice what a lively mind he has. And for some people, this lively mind of his is dangerous, because he wants reforms. And changes can sometimes be uncomfortable, very much so.
My beloved garden. If only you knew how I long for you during the endless meetings I have to sit through. Here, I achieve far more than I do at court. Here, the peace and quiet clears the air, and I can see and think more clearly. And who's this I can see now? You look as if you're enjoying this spot as much as I am. No, no, not to worry. You're not disturbing me in the least. That's why I opened it up for the people, this Erlustigungsort, this pleasure ground.
He's quoting from the inscription over the gates. Allen Menschen gewidmeter Erlustigungsort von ihrem Schätzer. Pleasure ground, dedicated to all people by one who holds them in high esteem.
If the grace of God hadn't made me emperor, I think I would have become a gardener. Me and my plants, my roses, my peaches, how I love them. They are all the company I need. Oh, no, that comment wasn't aimed at you. Don't feel you have to please me by slinking away. I enjoy going outside the imperial court and rubbing shoulders with my people. They are my plants, too.